This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said Friday the U.S. government was working with other countries to develop a coronavirus vaccine at an accelerated pace while preparing to distribute a vaccine once one is ready. At an event in the White House Rose Garden, Trump expressed his hope that a vaccine would be in place before the end of the year. He said his administration would mobilize its forces to get a vaccine distributed once one was in place. The president also said that with or without a vaccine, the U.S. economy is reopening.
Vaccine or no vaccine, we're back and we're starting the process. And in many cases, they don't have vaccines, and a virus or a flu comes and you fight through it.
Experts have warned it would likely take 12 to 18 months or more to get a vaccine ready for the public. But the president has sought to speed up that time frame while also playing down the need for a vaccine as he encourages U.S. states to reopen their economies. President Donald Trump expressed no concern Friday about a rapid coronavirus test the White House has been relying on to ensure his safety, even though FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn has admitted it might not be 100% accurate. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The White House has been giving the Abbott Laboratories test to President Trump and top staffers every day. But the FDA says it's looking at preliminary data suggesting the 15-minute test can miss virus cases and give false negatives. Asked on CBS if he'd recommend the test still be given to the president and others, Hahn says that's up to the White House. He says the new guidance is if somebody is suspected of having the disease and a test is negative, it might be worth getting a second test. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The coronavirus dealt another devastating blow to the U.S. economy. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says retail sales dropped by a record 16% from March to April as business shutdowns caused by COVID-19 kept shoppers away and threatened stores across the country. The sharpest drops occurred at clothiers, electronics stores, furniture stores, and restaurants. Purchases at retailers are a major component of overall consumer spending, which fuels about 70% of economic growth. Over the past 12 months, retail sales have plunged nearly 22%. I'm Mike Hempen.
The United States has blamed Islamic State militants, not the Taliban, for a gruesome hospital attack in Afghanistan this week that killed 24 people, including two newborn babies. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
At least 24 people were killed in the attack in Kabul.